Midwinter darkness silence helps us break down to break through, with the light at the end of the tunnel being the celebration of Yule. We decorate, we dance, we feast, we carol, laugh, and sing, giving gratitude for the passing year and the opportunities a new sun can bring. Are you ready to make a genuine intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Welcome back, sisters, misters, witches, wizards, all of my freaks and geeks and magical peeps. Kitty here on the airwaves with you once again. Thank you for tuning in. Let's dive right into the winter solstice. Winter solstice is one of the oldest celebrations in the world. I know, right? Super, super cool. But a little disclaimer, all of the information that I share about the winter solstice and Yule, I found from a myriad of different places in my studies. I bring tons of notes to all of my episodes. So feel free to dig in to whatever feels good to you, whatever lights your fire, whatever puts a fire in your pants, your dance pants, feel free to go and look it up on your own, right? Whatever ignites inside of you, feel free to go and make it your own, whatever rituals you hear, all that jazz, like make it yours. So that's what's up, buttercups. Okay, so as I mentioned, one of the oldest celebrations in the world. We're going to dive into some history. We're going to dive into some altar correspondence. We're going to dive into some fun ways to plug in and maybe some prompt skis for you to get the most out of this holly yay. But solstice. So we usually have two solstices. However you want to say that, what's the plural of solstice? We have now in the northern hemisphere, the winter solstice, which is known as Yule. And in the southern hemisphere, they are tilting on the axis to the summer solstice, known as Litha. But here in the northern hemisphere, we are moving into the shortest day of the year, which will make it the longest night of the year, as one of the Earth's poles is on maximum tiltage. Or to put it more scientifically, the furthest distance from the Earth. So after the 21st of December, the sun will then begin its long journey back towards the Earth. And we celebrate this, right? The Celtics, the pagans, the Druids, the Nordics, we celebrate this because it means that spring is on its way, baby. We rejoice in knowing that the sunlight will be brighter. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll walk in the middle of the moon. Whatever those lyrics are. And solstice actually breaks down into Latin. So sol, meaning the sun, and sistere means to stand still. So it may look as though the sun is standing still. So it's kind of like a remix. It gets to the furthest point, or it tilts on the axis, and then it remixes back and starts moving towards us once again. The sun is also moving into Capricorn on December 21st. The sun enters the sign of Capricorn. And Capricorn is a practical, grounded earth sign that is all about self-reflection and getting shit done step by step, brick by brick, one by one. Get it done, sunny sun, hun bun. That is what Capricorn is all about, represented by the sea goat. And we will get into that more in the new moon in Capricorn episode, as well as the upcoming full moon in Cancer episode. Side bay, if you have not yet signed up for our free Zoom boom for the full moon in Cancer, please feel free to go to magicismessy.com/events. And we will be having a live community Magic is Messy collective gathering for the last full moon of 2023. Baby, chickadee. Ooh-wee, get your ass in there. The winter solstice is an ancient tradition to welcome the sun. And what they say, or what was, I should say celebrated, right? Was the birth of a new sun. Back in the day in Celtic legend, Yule, which runs from December 21st to January 1st, sun down on December 21st to sun up on January 1st. They call it the 12 days of Yule, which maybe is where we got the 12 days of Christmas, I'm just saying. The 12 days of Yule are actually considered an extremely sacred period. These days do not belong to the old year or the new year. So they took this time to rest. They took this time to reflect. They took this time to recalibrate, redirect, right? And celebrate achievements. Celebrate and give gratitude for what this year, this past year, brought. And also what we are putting forth into the new year, right? So what are you leaving in this year, my dears? But at the same time, yes, like, We all went through the shadow shit of Scorpio stingy season, right? And then we got the amazing Sagittarius, right? If you didn't listen to that new moon in Sagittarius episode, please go ever listen to it, no problem. But what I would love to know is, what shadows did you trip on during Scorpio shadow stingy season that you can leave in 2023, baby? Chickadee. Yeah, you heard? What are you leaving in 2023? What are you no longer wanting to see in 2023 to make room for more in 2024? But here's another thing too. As you are contemplating, as you are recalibrating, as you are celebrating good times, come on. I also want you to not forget to contemplate on what made the year great. Right? Gratitude is the attitude, especially during the holidays. That's how we keep ourselves out of the holidays, D-A-Z-E-E. That's how we keep ourselves out of the holidays and into the holidays, is by gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Hercules, Hercules, gratitude, y'all. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you smell what I'm stepping in? Gratitude, right? This is called the midwinter, and in Celtic legend, Yule was represented by the battle between the Holly King, which is darkness or winter, and also his brother, the Oak King, which symbolizes the light or summer. So they would go at it. They would battle royale, y'all. And the Holly King would dizzy-dee-die each year so that the Oak King would be victorious and be reborn. And that is where the rebirth of the sun and the rebirth and the turning of the season would happen every single year, right? The wheel of the year, that's what we're working with here. So there's that. It is a celebration of fire and light, because now the days are going to get longer here in the Northern Hemisphere. The days are going to get longer and spring is on its way. Yay. I'm giving you jazz hands right now. I hope you can see them. I hope you can feel my jazz hand vibes. It's a good time to honor your roots. Like this, like I said, this is the oldest celebration in the world. Okay. So honor the roots, honor the traditions that came before you, because those traditions actually turned into our modern holidays. And I'm going to get into that right meow, says Kitty. So how can you plug into the Yuletide amazingness, the 12 days of Yule, right? How about we deck the halls with boughs of holly? Fa la 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 la. Literally, decking the halls came from, they would, back in the day, the Celtics, the Druids, they would go out and find holly, which symbolizes the god, mistletoe, which symbolizes the goddess, pine or evergreen, right? Evergreen symbolizing everlasting life, pine representing healing, pine cones, things along those lines that are in abundance during the winter months-ish. And they would fill their homes with the smells and the sights and the colors of everlasting life. So deck some halls, y'alls, and get into that swing of things. We can welcome the dawn. So on the 21st of December, when we are rocking and rolling with the shortest day of the year, as the sun goes down, we can spend all night long. We can be Lionel Richie, baby, and spend all night long up giving gratitude, celebrating, feasting, singing, giving gifts made of from nature, or even connecting to nature, whatever that may be. Maybe we make a bonfire. Yes, the bonfire vibe. Or meditate, right? Do something that is connecting you to nature, connecting you to the roots, connecting you to the old ways of the world. And then we can welcome the dawn on the next day. And that, my dears, is a new sun in which we get to thrive and play. So maybe welcoming the dawn, that is the new year, or as many may say, that is the new sun, or that is the birth of the Oak King. So as I mentioned, connecting into nature. Go outside, collect the evergreen, collect the pine cones, or we can actually give back. And what I mean by that is, let's make some pine cone bird seed feeders and plant them on the trees. That's where the decoration of trees actually started. The trees were not brought into the home. The Yule tree in the Nordic tradition was actually a tree that remained outside, but then they would decorate it with dried oranges or, you know, the citrus feeders or seed ornaments to give back to the birds, or you can scatter seeds for birds or wildflowers to then pop up in the spring. So those are some other ways that we can connect to nature, or even just go outside, be one outside. It is cold, yes. It is midwinter, yes, but it's also dark and silent and a perfect time for meditative awesomeness. And I'm going to do some prompts here in just a few moments, but I would love for you to challenge yourself. Challenge! If you'd like to accept it, take what you need, leave the rest, as always. You know the drill. But being outside and connecting to nature, to smell the pine, to be one with what's going on in the wheel of the year, the turning of the seasons, right? That is such a powerful practice to add into your practice. And from all of those things that you are decking the halls with, maybe you want to make some potpourri or your own incense blend. I don't know if you do these chickadees, but I always make me some simmer pots. Yes, yes, some simmer pots. And what would you put in a simmer pot, kitten? Well, let me tell you. Maybe you'd want to put in some rosemary for protection. Maybe some pomegranate juice or seeds, Persephone's, for vitality. Maybe some clove or oranges for prosperity. Some cinnamon for luck. And of course, cinnamon smells amazing. Some holly or mistletoe to represent the god or goddess, as I already mentioned. Pine to represent health and luck. Or maybe some thyme to represent cleansing the year and ushering in the new vibration. Just some ideas for your simmer pot, right? Put a little water, some moon water. If you make moon water, put that in there. I also always use salt for protection. Maybe some ginger for some passion. So there's a lot of different ways that you can make simmer pots, but that would be a good one. So making some potpourri or your own incense blend would be a good one as well. How about a Yule log? In Nordic tradition, as I mentioned, the whole tree. Sometimes they left the trees outside to decorate them. The decorated trees were outside, but then they brought in a whole tree, chickadee, so that they could burn it for the 12 days of Yule. And giving gratitude, you can do that as well. Give gratitude every single day. Write down something you're grateful for the 12 days of Yule. I bet you'll feel a lot better afterwards. Dad jokes. Anyway, back to it. Nordic tradition was that they brought in a whole tree to be burned in their hearth for the 12 days. But if you don't have a hearth, if you don't have a fireplace, Netflix always has a little video on cue for you, right? Little home for the holidays fireplace action. So you can do that as well. Intention is everything. Everything. And speaking of decorating the Yule tree, you can decorate it with the pine cone feeders. You can decorate it with hanging candles. Or you can decorate it with ornaments or things that symbolize the sun, the stars, the moon, our ancestors, giving gratitude for the roots in which we came from. And also there's a pine cone wish ritual that I will get into that, but you can set the pine cone wish into the tree as well. Another thing that you can do is make some fire cider. Really good for health, packed with vitamin C and packed with a bunch of stuff that helps you to not be sick. during the winter months. If you need ingredients or if you want a recipe, baby, I just put a video reel on my IG. So go check that out. Follow me on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, or I don't really do TikTok yet. Somebody hold me accountable on that during Capricorn season. I'm going to start that TikTok body rock. Or also Threads. You can find me on Threads. I don't really even know what Threads is yet, but we're diving into the new stuff, right? It's all about new here in Yule. New Yule. You can turn off the lights. Turn off the lights and celebrate the coming night. As I mentioned, the night of December 21st into the morning of December 22nd is the longest night on the wheel of the year. So you can celebrate the night with candlelight. Yeah? You can place unlit candles. I just got 100 tea light candles at Target, baby. So there's that. 100, you don't have to do 100. By goodness, goddess, no, do you not have to do 100. But you can place unlit candles on your altar in a circle or a pattern or whatever it is. You can willy-nilly kitty-wampus them if you want to. And light, and then also one candle, one bigger candle that is either yellow or gold if you have. If not, no problem. Intention is everything, as I mentioned. One bigger candle that represents the sun. And as the sun is going down, as you are sitting in the darkness, in the silence, you light that one candle that symbolizes the sun. And then you take that candle and you light all of the other ones around it so that you are in a safe space, a protected space, right? Set your circle first just so we're protected. We don't need any fires. We don't need to burn in down the house. We don't need any of that shit. So make sure that everything is protected in fire-safe bowls or whatever have you. But we can light the rest of the flames with the sun candle. If you're having a feast, if you're having a party, and we'll get into that in a moment. If you are having a feast and having people over, you can have each person light a candle. And in lighting that candle, set their intentions for the year. And by intentions, I mean desired transformation in the upcoming year. Or you yourself, every single time you light a flame, you can give gratitude. You can say, I'm grateful for blank. I'm grateful for blank. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And then all of a sudden, you have a lit room full of gratitude. Imagine the vibe that you will be swimming in with that. Ooh, diddy dat dat. I love it. I think I'm gonna do that. So, and then also I, of course, have a few incantations if you would like to use them. If not, no problem. You can do whatever it is that you would like. Always. So if you're lighting the sun candle, you can say, if you choose, as the nights have grown longer and colder than before, we give thanks that the wheel is turning once more. Even in the darkest hours of the coldest winter nights, the spark of life still lingers on to return when the time is right. For tonight, the darkness begins to retreat as the wheel continues to spin. The sun makes its way to us once more to shine its light again. Yeah? Yeah? You can say it or not. It's okay with me. Take what you need, leave the rest. This is all about renewal. This vibration is about reflection, recalibration, and on the other side, as I mentioned in my kitty ditty, the light at the end of the tunnel is renewal with Yule. And speaking of renewal, we can soak our asses in a bath full of fruit. A fruit-filled bath. Yes. If you decide to put some oranges, some lemons, some pomegranates, some cranberries. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Linger your ass in a bath for a while with some floaty cranberries all around you, because that is a really good method of renewal and refreshing. Put some Epsom salts in there for your tired bones and muscles. And you yourself could be the simmer pot for Yule. Oh, that's funny. You could be the simmer pot. Yeah. Simmer, linger, all of that jazz. How about going caroling? Yeah. Sing your ass off. Sing your pants off. Whatever it is. Keep your pants on. Actually, it's probably cold out there. But go caroling, because singing actually releases some feel goods in your brain. Peace. Right? Sing at the top of your lungs, honey buns, because you deserve that. You don't have to go caroling outside. You don't have to get a big group of people to do that. But I don't know if you knew this, but I'm going to share it with you. Caroling actually came from a practice named wassailing. And wassail is actually a drink that I make every single year for the holidays, for Yule, because wassail is great. And I'll give you the recipe here in a moment. But if you ever heard that song, "Here we come a wassailing among the leaves so green," wassailing was actually people, or more like the less fortunate of the town, would go a wassailing. They'd bring their cups and they'd go to the more affluent side of town and they would knock on the door and they would carol or sing and ask for wassail. So they would be caroling and walking through and getting drunk as a skunk. So that is where the term wassailing or caroling came from. So wassail, though, I absolutely love wassail. And I sing while I make it because I love to sing and all the love it brings. But you get some apple cider. I like to use red wine. Whatever kind of red wine tastes good to you is phenomenal. And then I will throw some cinnamon sticks. I will throw some OJ. I'll throw a little bit of pineapple juice in there. I would throw some brown sugar. Brown sugar! Some ground cloves, or some not ground cloves, whatever you want. Maybe a little ginger, right? Yeah. And then I will also throw in some Fireball. Fireball in there for a little extra pick-me-up during the holly days as well. So that is what wassail is. Take what you need, leave the rest, or go search online for your own wassail recipe and make it a tradition, because that's what this is all about. Traditions, babies. Yes. Sisters, misters. If you want to dine by candlelight, if after you use this sun candle and you, right, everyone has their little candle and they set their intention and they're saying, this is what I want to bring into 2024. Yay! Then you have the feast and you can dine by candlelight, giving gratitude for the year that has passed, as well as giving gratitude for your ancestors, giving gratitude for each other, and giving gratitude for the food you shoving in your face. What would be good to feast on during the Feast of Yule or during the 12 days of Yule? Cornbread would be a good one. Maybe some buttered rum. Some Yule log cake. Also, a Yule log. If you're not going to bring in a Yule tree like the Nordic chickadees, you can create a Yule log and you can decorate it with the mistletoe and the evergreen and all that jazz. And you can put your sun candle in on the Yule log. And then you can take that Yule log and you can put it in your hearth and you can start the fires for next year with the Yule log from the year before. Yeah, kind of a cool tradition if you want to use that one. Search Yule log. I'm sure you can find a lot of rituals along that as well. But taking the Yule log idea, you can make a Yule log cake, which literally just looks like a giant Swiss roll. Yeah, little Debbie for the win. A little Yule log cake would be rad. Maybe some cranberry dressing if you like to do that. I truly love making cranberry dressing. That's a very, you know, Thanksgiving grateful thing. Cranberry dressing, I literally make it out of cranberries, sugar, and orange juice. You're welcome. Maybe a little orange zest on top for a little boom shakalaka shaka khan, and you can have some cranberry dressing at your table as well. Maybe some ginger snaps or ginger tea. Right. And that's another thing, too. Like, what are your family favorites? My partner's grandma always used to have ginger snaps. So whenever I would say, hey, we're honoring our ancestors or we're honoring grannies and grandpas, what food makes you think of your grandma? And he would always say ginger snaps. So one thing that you can do is take your family favorites. Like my Mimi always makes butterballs or Russian tea cakes is what some people call them. So I always like to have Russian tea cakes or butterballs on the table for the feast as well. Like, what are grandma's cookies, or what are your uncle's mashed potatoes, or, you know, your cousin Rachel's perfect pumpkin pie? Like, what can you give gratitude and honor your ancestors, your family with? Also have that on your feast table as well. They also, in Persia, they used to say watermelon, pomegranate, like summer fruits, pineapple, things like that. Summer fruits, if you had those on your feast table and ate those during the midwinter and the 12 days of Yule, it would ward off any winter illness. So that would be a fun thing to have. Maybe some pomegranates, as I mentioned. Watermelon, pomegranate. Eggnog, right? Eggs, that the yolk symbolizes the sun. Or if you would like to make an egg bake for the morning after the longest night is over, that would be a good one to make an egg bake for breakfast. One thing that I just found out that I make are breakfast muffins. I take some Jimmy Dean sausage, whatever breakfast sausage you like, whatever, but I like them. I like me some Jimmy Dean sausage, some shredded cheese, some Kodiak protein muffin mix. You can use Bisquick if you want. Mix it up with some eggs, mix it up with the oil, whatever the directions say. And then mix in a little bit of maple syrup as well into that batter, and then make a muffin out of that. And then I serve it with honey and butter. It is so freaking good. So that would be something as well. If you don't want to do an egg bake, you can make some breakfast muffins with your badass. Some stew or roast, right? The roast beast. Hello, Grinch. The roast beast. You can't forget the roast beast. Or if you are vegan, I get it. Make some vegetable stew for you. Either way, it is a great time to be together or be with yourself. Like, make yourself a feast, whatever that may look like, right? Because leftovers, who doesn't like leftovers? I love leftovers. But doing something for you, doing something for the kiddos, if you're making wassail or if you're making butter rum, maybe some hot chocolate for the kiddos, do some, or if you don't have to add alcohol to your wassail, you can forego the fireball and forego the wine and just make like a mulled cider or a super sweet, awesome, magical cider, making a genuine intentional change. That's what magic stands for. So how are you going to make a genuine intentional change and honor the solstice? Honor the ending of one year into the beginning of a new year. How are you going to welcome new vibrations by leaving old vibrations in the past? Yeah. If anything, it is a phenomenal time to reflect. It is a time, it's the best time to release. It's time to let things go finally for good. I'm telling you what, let things go for good. Surrounding you in light and all of those positive vibes so you can just leave the shit in 2023, baby. Right? And then set intentions for the new season. We still have, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we still have a lot of winter to go through. We still have a lot of shit to get through. Legit. Too legit to quit. It's not quitting anytime soon, right? Hammer don't hurt them. So taking this time to, with intention, set intentions. What are your desired transformations for the year to come? And within that, I wanted to kind of mention the pine cone ritual. My partner and I do this. We did it last year, and we will probably do it again this year. Taking a pine cone and writing little slips of paper, like just, you know, write your intentions or write your wishes, write what you're grateful for, and then you roll them up and stick them in the pine cone, right? And then when it's finished, you take the wax of the sun candle or any of the candles, whichever you prefer. You take the wax of one of the candles that you lit to celebrate the coming light and the rebirth of the sun, and you kind of pour it over that pine cone to seal your intentions within that wax. And if you'd like to, you can wrap some twine or something around that. You can hang that on your tree, and it can be your, 2023 intentions on the tree type of a thing. You can make one every single year. You can make that into a tradition if you'd like to make, to have you or your family where every year you write your intentions, you write your wishes, and you seal them with wax. And you don't have to seal them in wax if you don't want to. So you can actually pull them out if you'd like in the, let's say you do one for 2022 and now you look at 2022 as you replace it with the year 2023. There are so many different options. Make it your own. Always, always listen to your intuition because it's always, always about intention. Yeah? Dig it? Dig it. What else do I want you to know? I think I got it all. I mean, that was a lot. Don't get me wrong. I try to make these little quickies, but who am I kidding? These are not quick because I have a lot of things to share with you, chicken wings. A lot of things, chicken wings. How about your altar? Let's go into the altar. Let's go into the altar, kitty. Okay. What colors are you going to want to use on your altars, babies? Well, definitely gold to symbolize the sun, silver to symbolize the moon, red, which symbolizes the Holly King, or the waning of one year. Green, which symbolizes the Oak King, or the waxing of a new year. And then white, which symbolizes hope and purity. Maybe candles that symbolize the sun, as I mentioned. You can use that one on your altar, and then you can light all the other ones after it. If you're going to use any tarot cards, you might want to use the moon and the sun card, right? Good night, moon. Hello, new sun. Or the death card, because this is a time of releasing old to make room for new. Should I say that one more time? Releasing the old to make new room for new, Pikachu. The death card, all about transformation and all about rebirth, right? Renewal, recalibration into renewal and rebirth, because the spring is coming, I swear to goodness. But here's the thing about death, right? As we know, if you listen to this podcast at all, as we know, death is an absolute natural part of life. Absolutely natural. 21st of December, I try my best to remember that it is the winter solstice, friends. Celebrate the gift of living, knowing every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And that is what transformation and death is all about. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Thank you so much, Semisonic, a Minnesota-based band. So, cheers to Minnesota-based bands. Thank you so much for that. Closing time. Right? Close the old year out. Get rid of it. We don't need that shit. What are you no longer wanting to see from 2023 so you can make room for more in 2024? All right, back to the altar. Holy moly, that was a side bay tangent. Tangent, that's okay. What other symbols would you like to put on your altar? Maybe some solar symbols. The sun, the moon, the stars, bells, maybe gingerbread, nuts, maybe some oranges and lemons, a dried oranges and lemons, maybe cranberries, cinnamon sticks, cloves, whatever you'd like, nutmeg, something called a pomander. And this is also something you can do to plug in. A pomander is actually an orange, and you take a toothpick and you poke little holes in it, and then you take whole cloves and put the cloves in that orange. And then you can either hang that on your tree, you can hang that on a tree outside, because it would be great as a gift of gratitude back to nature, so the animals can chomp, 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 and chomp, chomp, chomp on it. Speaking of animals, you might want to put a robin, a buck, a stag, an owl or a wren on your altar. Maybe some aventurine or emerald to symbolize green. Red jasper or ruby to symbolize red. Maybe some snowflake obsidian, which is a phenomenal one for transformation, for protection. Moonstone, of course, one of my faves. Pyrite to symbolize gold and the sun. Or, as always, clear quartz to magnify all of your intentions. Maybe some cinnamon if you were to diffuse some scents, as always. Cinnamon, nutmeg, frankincense, the big daddy Frank, rosemary, sage, apple, orange, mint, clove, or anise. Yeah, I think that's it for your altars. Boys and girls, diamonds and pearls, sisters, misters, witches, wizards, and warlocks alike, what else do I want you to know? How about some prompts, right? As we are in the season of reflection, right? As I've already mentioned in the podcast, shining light on shadows helps them to disappear. Because once you acknowledge a shadow, you can't unsee it. It cannot be unseen. It cannot be ignored. I mean, yes, it can be ignored, but it's going to rear its head in some way, shape, or form. So some questions to ask yourself as you are in the darkness, as you are in the silence, as you are giving gratitude, or as you are sitting in the longest night of the year to welcome the new sun on the other side. What has the winter brought in lessons? Do you resist stillness or run away from your darkness? How can you embrace the dark periods of your life with compassion? How can you love yourself through it? Self-love is never selfish. I'll say it again. Self-love is never selfish. What are my intentions for this solstice and the winter season ahead? What do I want to create and do and build and be by the summer solstice? Right? 6 months. What do I want to do and create and build and be by the summer solstice? What are some obstacles that may get in the way of what I want to do and build and be and create? And finally, what are some enlightened actions that you can take towards these new projects or goals or creations or ways of being. The universe loves enlightened, inspired action. Ping pong. You move, I move. You move, I move. That is the universal language. So what enlightened actions can you take, sweet soul, starseed, wizard, witch, warlock? What can you do to move forward? Because that's what you deserve, is to move forward. To release and let go and move forward, yo. So that is all I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, sisters, misters, boys, girls, diamonds, pearls. Thank you so much for, as always, supporting, subscribing, sharing this podcast with your magical peeps. Magic, make a genuine intentional change. That is what we're doing here. So hopefully you found some ways to plug into the solstice, to plug into the celebration of Yule. Please reach out, as always. Reach out. I will be having my shout outs usually go out on the new moon and the full moon episode. So I will be having much more shout outs here with the full moon coming up. And all, again, it is the full moon. It is the last full moon of 2023. So I challenge you to join me and the collective, ooh wee. The Magic is Messy Collective is getting together on a Zoom on Wednesday, December 27th at 7 p.m. CST, Central Standard Time. And it's free. Just join. There's a way to sign up. Send you the access link right to your email inbox. And I would love to see your faces live. Like, I know that you're listening to the airwaves, but energetic exchange. Let's equal out the energetic exchange and let's meet. Yeah, let's join. Let's join hands and give gratitude for all of the things that the new year can bring. So with that, sending my love, sending all the vibes and the high fives for you to change your lives using the power of magic, making a genuine intentional change. I have a little kitty ditty to end it out. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you and feel you and be with you very, very soon. Reach out. How'd you like this podcast? You can answer the question on Spotify. But I just want to leave you with another kitty ditty because I know a lot of you like those. So cheers to the promise made this solstice night, as each day moving forward shall be blessed with more light. For the cycles of nature, always steadfast and true, will bring ease to your soul and well-being to you. Give thanks in the darkness, in the silence find rest, and may all days that follow be abundantly blessed. Cheers, happy Yule, and I look forward to meeting and seeing and being with your vibes very, very soon.